virus. If Jesus Christ is sick, you have no right, low Lazarus, to come beggaring at my gate. No meat nor drink will you get from me, not for Jesus Christ his sake. Then Diverus set his hungry hounds on Lazarus where he lay, but the dogs, they lost the power to bite, and they licked his sores away. It fell out the very next day, lo, Lazarus shivered and died. Two angels flew from heaven above, his soul therein to guide. Rise up, brother Lazarus, rise up and go with me. There's a place in heaven made for you to sit on an angel's knee. As it fell out the very next day, Lord Diverus shivered and died. Two serpents slithered up from hell, his soul therein to guide. Come down, brother Diverus, come down and go with me. There's a place in hell we've made for you to sit on a dragon's knee. Oh, hell is dark and hell is deep, but the road that will take you there is gentle and wide, and the carriage is fine. So I bid you all beware. My carol, it is ending now. Just one more thing to say. God bless us all, both great and small, and have a happy Christmas day.
Well, it looks like our folks aren't coming. Probably started Thanksgiving vacation early, so we'll put you in the gentle hands of Rick Deckard. It is 8:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Turns a golden brown. Radio pumps out the sound. tonight. At 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show?
I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks.
I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning.
What's your name?
My name, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school, right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto, hey, hi guys, you know me, Steve Spiros, easygoing. Those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So, why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman?
When you put them all together, they be ready for whatever.
Having a good time.
You know me, Metal World, easygoing. welcome to Metal World Monday. It is 8:15 in the morning.
A little behind.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. As always, joined by the crew. What up, Reed? Introduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Reed. Easy going.
Hi guys.
Easy going. And Ariel's here as well. What's up, Ariel?
Hey, Pete. What's up? Co-host? Me? Reed?
We'll get into it later.
Let's talk about that later.
It's raining today. Put your swim trunks on and get ready to rock.
He means that literally because he, in fact, is wearing swim trunks.
Yes, I forgot to tell you, it's swim trunk day in the studio. Normally we come bottomless to the show,
but today we're all wearing swim trunks.
No tops.
Yeah, what are we, crazy people? Yeah, it's raining outside.
Flip-flops, swim trunks, we got them all. No
it's
tops.
It's really important. Why am I afraid? I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You decide.
Oh, God.
It's just one of those videos you kind of have to see. I wish we could, like, post a link.
Yeah,
Should we post a link on the Instagram? We haven't plugged the Instagram in so long. I'll get on it.
If you haven't heard of this new app, it's called Instagram.
Yes, yes.
All the cool kids are on it, and if you don't have one, you won't be as popular in high school as you should have been.
That's true. I'm worried about
the youth.
Think of the poor youth growing up without Instagram.
Yeah, we gotta let them know now. Get those Instagrams while you can.
And then once you get an Instagram, be sure to follow @WorldPete.
That's right.
Hashtag MetaWorldMonday. Hashtag Content Boys.
Content Boys. Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to add some content right now because that's kind of our thing.
Content Boys and Girl. No, it doesn't flow.
It doesn't flow
in the same way I want it to.
You were not as invigorated to come on this morning as we were.
That's right.
I know.
Addendum to hashtag Fallout Gate. We basically had to guilt Rel into coming this morning.
I was a bit guilted.
What was the name of the gate?
Fallout Gate. It's us when we weren't friends for
That's
2 weeks.
Right.
Not to be confused with Fallout Boy, the band.
People have been confusing those.
Who's just brought countless amounts of joy into our lives. This has been quite the trial and tribulation.
That's correct.
I was guilted by saying... I said, someone convinced me to come on the show or not, and good old Reed said, I mean... I guess it's the difference between being a good friend or not.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was enough for me because all I want to be is a good friend to you guys.
My words cut deep.
You know, I was just going to say do whatever you want. So.
I said the same thing but with Jewish guilt.
That's right.
Yes.
Well.
And you know me and my Jewish guilt.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It's such a thing.
I thought only Catholic guilt was a thing. I'm learning so much.
He just doesn't get it.
We all have our
I mean, the point is that I do get it. I'm just happy to find more people who can relate. It's really important to find
others. Well, Jewish guilt is more like you do whatever you think is right. Yeah, and then you have to do the thing that you didn't want to do.
Call or not. See if I care.
Nana, if you're listening, I promise I will be calling soon. The phone lines have been down in this neck of the woods.
Everywhere around me, there are no phones here.
It's a dead zone.
Actually, your house is a dead zone, though.
My house is a dead zone. Not only here, but my house in New York as well.
Ugh.
I've heard of
New York.
Is that in New York?
The dead zone?
New York, Manhattan, yes.
New York, Manhattan.
Fantastic. We'll be checking in on Listener really soon. We'll get into some music. And Nana, if you're listening. Oh, did you?
I think that was her.
Nana's outside. Nana, we're about to come in. We're going to play some tunes fresh from our youth.
Mm. So today's theme?
Yeah, today's theme is kind of the theme I've been feeling all week.
Teenage angst?
Nostalgia?
I wouldn't Sadness. Say either of those things.
Poppy's also listening. That's great.
Poppy. Morning, Poppy. How are you?
Reed Cohen has the most familial listeners. Literally, and, like, frequent listeners of all of us.
I am a supportive family, yes.
Like, all
There's
of
no
them.
Listener of this show that doesn't have a direct bloodline.
They are all in Reed's bloodline, all of them.
I would love How to do listeners? A live performance for your whole family in New York one day.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I'll come to Thanksgiving. I don't know.
You have a standing invite. You do know
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Oh, ooh, this is awkward. Rel.
Yikes. Rel... think she's co-host or
I
even
don't.
On the list.
Well, just know he doesn't know that I'm going and your family doesn't know that I'm meeting you in Spain.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Mom, have you heard that? Get an extra bed at the hotel.
I'm coming to Spain. Thank you, Cohens, for your hospitality.
All right. Music?
Music?
You've probably heard this song before.
This is a segment I'd like to call... music.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
That was my mouth.
You're so good.
You're so talented.
So if you're listening to that, Nana and Poppy, I believe that was a song from your childhood?
Yes, that song came out in 1937. I don't know how old it
is. That too well, old? That's before my grandma was born.
I'm sorry, no disrespect.
No disrespect, but I thought you were born.
I thought all grandparents were born in 1924.
Well, maybe. No. Some. No. Certainly.
There's, no.
Well, there's no way of knowing.
Not for sure.
Wait.
Wait, was that the year that no babies were born again?
Yes,
which one of those?
That was definitely one. That year.
Because of the Great Depression?
Mm-hmm.
There was one year, I believe.
Can we look that up?
Yeah, that year they were just like, keep it in your pants.
No more. We can't. As a we country, can't do this. We cannot.
FDR said, keep it in your pants.
I believe.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. And he's on the record saying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. And that's how
and
the
it's
New
not just
Deal
because...
was made. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, definitely my
you guys can have
AP
all this
history
stuff
teacher
if
taught
you just
me that.
Keep it in your pants.
Okay. I got a above a 2 on my AP US history exam, so.
And that's out of a possible 40. So you do the math.
Actually, I can't do the math because I did really poorly on my
AP US history.
AP US history exam.
It affected many parts
all
of my brain.
Parts of my life, and things have not been going well since that day.
It's like I got a 2 on my AP stats exam. I just wrote sorry on the back of it to my professor or to my teacher.
Ooh,
I didn't see the Z-score table on the back.
I don't know.
Oh, I also didn't see that.
I was like,
wow.
You know, this isn't, we're not going to talk about math on this show.
Because none of us can do it.
Although we might have more listeners.
My strong suit is not in numbers, and it is also not in the written word. I have troubles. You know who really can't read is my dad. He is dyslexic.
Is he
on the air, or is he listening right now?
I don't know if he's listening right now. If you're out there, Dad, I'm sorry I blew up your spot, but I've been taking too much heat, and I had to get out of the kitchen.
He's probably already resigned from his post at work and said, I'm sorry.
I'm just a big fraud.
Everybody knows now.
Hearing.
You son of a gun. All right, well, more music, probably. You think?
I think.
It might be time.
Should we play something from 1924?
Was there music then?
Bop, scoot, dee bop. I imagine.
Was there
like
music
that.
Then?
No. Music was famously invented
heard
in 1955.
Black Eyed Peas? Was that 1920s?
I think.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
Fergie? Will I Am?
Has always, don't you
What's
know?
What's the other one? Apple Diaf or something?
Yeah. Applebee's, I think.
Applebee's, definitely.
So that new movie about Queen came out, and it looks pretty hype. I haven't seen it yet, but I might play some Queen because...
Oh.
All right.
The trailers have been popping up.
Fancy.
I think we should go see it.
I feel British.
British.
There's nothing fancier than drinking tea and not talking to those who you love the most.
That's right. And make sure if you have any feelings out there, you're going to want to suppress those and get those way down deep.
I know when Nana was born, Mom.
Yeah. Mom.
Come on.
Music on the way through the speakers. It's going to, you know, I decided I'm ditching the theme and it's going to be an eclectic group of music.
Oh.
Which it always is, but here we go.
It's someone's teen angst.
Someone.
How many times can we say teen angst?
Are we allowed to say teen angst on the radio?
Why wouldn't we be?
I think they might even have had better teen angst back in the day than we had.
Definitely.
But it's close. I mean, Queen and Blink 182 should be in the same sentence.
Sonic man out of you. Don't stop. good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
now. I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
We don't do enough singing on this
do
show.
Do you have energy? Because I sure do.
That's better than coffee. I'm wide
that
awake.
That is way better than coffee.
Holy smokes.
Reed was running around the studio.
Yeah. People don't know that we do this show in the pitch dark.
Yeah.
We refuse to turn the lights
on. Does that give a different like aura to the show, just knowing that we're all like in pitch black?
I think so.
Not only is it always very dark in here because we turn the lights off, but it's always also overcast outside.
That's
when
true.
We do this.
Yeah, it's never nice
out. That's because we're in England. I think
that's
we just got transported to England briefly.
Whoa!
Are we in Wembley Stadium? Big Ben clock.
Yes. And also email.
Email. Oh, am I committed to an isolation chamber in the ministry? That's not British.
It's definitely not British.
It's Canadian.
Well, you know, same difference.
Let's add a link to that video on your Instagram so people can understand it.
Yeah, we should
include helpful links.
I think that would
references.
Yeah.
If your grandparents don't follow me on Instagram within the next 30 minutes, I will not be following them back.
My Thanksgiving project will be to set up a joint Instagram account for my grandparents.
That
what
probably
would you call
it? A big following.
You have 10 seconds.
Oh God.
Grandpa and grandpa.
Nailed it.
Man, the best creativity is formed under pressure from your friends.
Yes, yes. Well, this whole show is a bit of a pressure cooker.
Oh, I'd say so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
it's the best
tense.
Way to describe it. You have no time to say lots of funny things.
Mm-hmm. Especially because we choose to start the show 15 minutes later than we're supposed to. Oh, PSA soon. Halfway through the show, it's 8:32.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing a PSA soon. But until then, we're just going to continue to travel upwards and downwards through time.
Wow.
Beautifully said.
Time is a flat circle, Peter.
Time is a flat circle. You know, my close friend Murray, for Halloween this most recent year, dressed as, he put on a garbage bag and told people he was
garbage.
A matter, a particle of matter hurling towards oblivion.
Yes.
So that's the kind of people I choose to spend my time with.
Well, Murray, if you're listening, kudos.
He's because not listening.
Well, you know who's
you don't give
listening?
Him enough credit.
Hey, yeah.
You don't even know Murray.
That's true.
All right.
But, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
That was nice.
Is this music?
In 62, tell us later on what you were doing when you first heard this song.
Oh,
I guess we're going with the live version. A new segment called
Reed Has No Voice.
F you, Reed. And we've taken away your voice.
We've taken away his mic privileges.
Which I know is probably an unpopular segment given the majority of our viewership.
It was Reed's family.
But you know what? Reed's been running his mouth all morning. And he
no, don't try. No, Reed.
We've turned off
Reed.
His mic. He's trying to speak, but he can't. I really like this segment. I think it's refreshing. And
feels good.
Yeah.
Feels how it should be.
I feel lighter. And I'm less
nervous.
I feel
nervous. Less. Something's happening.
Again, relying on physical comedy on a radio show will get you nowhere.
We've taken away everything.
What did you just say?
We couldn't hear you. I like this bit.
When your mic is off, not only can the listeners not hear you, we suddenly can't hear you either.
So, Rel, what do you want to talk about?
Honestly, I kind of miss Reed.
All right, Reed. Welcome back. Your mic's on again.
Thank God.
I could talk about my dream that Reed was in.
I'd like to hear
last
this.
Night.
You were in my dream last night?
I was?
I'm speaking from your...
Oh, I got excited.
No, you were not in my dream. The nightmares are back, though.
Oh, yes.
But this is about you, not me. So what happened?
We were on an island together. I think it had something to do with me watching Breaking Dawn Part 1 last night, where they go to a Brazilian island. And then you disappeared into the ocean, and then we had to send a search party out for you. And I was crying the whole time, and it was more of like a sad
you
thing than it was.
You sent a surf party out for him?
Yeah.
I'd like to go.
Everyone's
to that party.
Partying. There was lots of music, lots of drinks.
If Reed went out to sea, we'd have the party of a lifetime.
Yeah.
In your honor.
Well, I deploy next week, so.
Reed, and this please. Is his goodbye party.
With your eyesight, they would never let you go out.
They would never.
Oh!
Oh!
A whale!
A whale! No, an enemy sub! I don't know.
Often get those confused.
Anyway.
Reed, you're unreliable, and why we picked you to be our telescope manager, I have no idea.
Head of telescopes for the U.S. Navy.
Reed Alexander, co-host.
Reed, I know you have trouble perceiving depths, but by God, if you aren't the most talented person I've ever met in terms of talking nonsense,
yes.
Oh, wow.
And keeping us light on our feet, God, I don't know what we're
doing. I did
not
know where
here.
That sentence was going. I had no idea.
Well, that's when Reed contributes to this show. It's a roller coaster ride.
It's exciting for
people
us.
Might not know that my mom live texts me during our shows responding to things that we say, and she'd like me to thank Ariel for trying to save me.
Wow. Listen, I feel
that
like
is just so kind that I got that kind of recognition because I felt like a hero. No one else was looking for you.
Well, to me, it sounds like you just cried about it.
No, I sent the search party. I, like, organized it.
Oh, I thought she meant save you by, like, saying, turn Reed's mic back on.
Oh, I also saved you in that way, too. It's all a big metaphor.
Dreams.
It all connects, see?
It's all connected.
I don't know what's a dream, and am I dreaming now? Did I just save you because are we in the water on a Brazilian?
Mm. Wait, did I come up with this idea by myself? Or a little 2010 reference for you.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yes.
I won't say it, but I get it.
See, this is where we need helpful. I feel like there needs to be like a reference intern.
Well,
that just like.
Oh my gosh, the fact that this show doesn't have an intern is truly a shame.
I know.
Should we just pick up a freshman?
Done.
And say.
Damn. You're our intern.
Unpaid, obviously.
Update your resume because this is going to be the experience of a lifetime.
Seriously. And they can do research on video clips and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
All right, I put this song for Reed. I used to listen to this song with my father in the car, in the minivan.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, this is the minivan playlist?
It's part of it. This is a classic.
Pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Parking cars and pumping gas.
This next segment is called Sorry, Reed's Family. It's a segment where we shower Reed with compliments. And first, I'll start by saying your beard is good. And you know a lot of shortcuts around this part of town. Those are just a few compliments I wanted to pay you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're not as bad at reading as everyone lets on.
Despite how much people talk about it,
yeah.
It's not true.
But,
I mean, it is true, just not as true as people say. Compliment. That was a good compliment.
You're very attractive. in comparison to your personality?
Very attractive. Personality is something you can change, but it's so good that you have such a beautiful face. He wants to say something, but
you, the words just aren't coming in.
We were in a we pledged together, and I respect you.
I think it might be time to read the PSA.
I wasn't done showering you.
Yeah, are you trying to cut off the compliments?
See, you
this
compliments
is why we don't
all show. And
this is why we don't compliment you.
When you compliment,
I can't. I can't handle smile. It.
Okay, we're gonna go back to just peppering.
I get you. Lost in your eyes. Is that something that people say to another person?
Hey, Reed, do you have a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes. Oh, we have a caller. Is it your mom?
Whoa.
Mom!
Reed's mom?
All right, let's
if it's not Reed's mom.
Yikes.
Oh, it's Nana?
Hello, caller. You're live on Metal World Monday. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's up? I just wanted to help gas Reed up a little bit.
Whoa, here we
please,
go.
Please, yeah, can you, oh, man. Can you shower
wait,
Reed with a few?
Reed?
Is this
chance.
Other Reed?
Reed, you beautiful man. Words don't even begin to describe. I don't know. I just wanted to call and say hi. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Reed got a we've been giving Reed a hard time, and his family is listening, so we really appreciate you helping balance the show.
This means a lot to his family.
Is this what the true
hope.
Meaning
there's
of Thanksgiving
hope,
is?
I think we have found the true meaning.
Oh, we haven't even talked about Thanksgiving.
Listen, whoa. Caller, just give us one thing that you're thankful for, and this would be the perfect
Reed,
call.
Reed Cohen.
Wow.
That was
beautifully put. I think
I'm
you can
crying.
All relate to that.
I'm not sure
we're all
who
sobbing
you are,
in the studio.
But you might just be my best friend.
Now, caller.
Stop it.
We're going to put your name into a raffle to see if you've won today's prize giveaway. So just look out for that on Instagram.
Great. Where do I redeem that?
At World Pete on Instagram. Just slide in a DM World and we Pete. Might be able to hook you up with something.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for calling
well,
in.
Great show otherwise.
God bless you.
I'm glad I'm listening.
All right.
God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Happy Monday, happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye, caller. That color also sounded handsome.
So that was Reed's mom?
That was Reed's mom.
She's really good at doing voices.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if she calls back sounding completely different, also looking to compliment me.
Well.
Love this color. Says my mom. Okay, well, should I read?
I feel like your mom should get on the show. How do we do that? Is there a way to get like a remote?
Yeah.
I think we can expense a train ticket for her from
we'll have the intern
from our budget
pick her up
we'll have the intern.
From the train station
we gotta I think that's today's work is to pick an intern just grab one from the campus center.
Hey, you do things for us.
You look
actually
good.
No
you look
I think
scared.
You look nervous. You're perfect for us.
Okay.
This won't take long.
So should we do the bit where you should you race the clock today?
I think so.
Oh god. You know that's not my strong suit.
I know.
I'd rather embrace the clock than really not be able to read the PSA because that happened last time and it was kind of hard for everyone involved.
What's that song that goes? You know what I'm talking about.
The music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh right, we were just talking about it.
The music. We were just talking about that music.
Sweet, sweet music.
The
it's
one
in my head at all times.
I can't get it out of my head.
Favorite superpower? Being able to...
Don't steal my thing.
I was about to give you credit, and you didn't give me the chance.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at you, so I couldn't tell that you were trying to...
I was, like, gesturing towards you.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
The gestures really come across on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, we should now start saying every time we gesture, say...
Gesture.
I point to Pete as I say.
Well, the intern could call all that stuff.
Oh,
out.
Perfect.
Live tweet the gestures.
Yeah.
An intern could add so many important dimensions to the show.
We need a stenographer for our nonverbal
cues. Is that the thing that measure you can hear your heartbeat through your chest with?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what that is.
So, Reed, as you know, it will be racing the clock to help work on his reading skills and also to give us very important information about what are we listening to today, Reed?
Grill safety.
Okay. It's that time of the year to get the grill out. And it's always important
grill that turkey
to have safety at top of mind. So,
and this is important for all you turkey grillers out there.
Mm-hmm. When mom serves grilled turkey every year at Thanksgiving, I think, wow, this is dry.
Mom, do better.
All right, Reed.
Here we go. Now, who's ready?
Now, for a long time listener to the show, Reed has never successfully beat the clock, but I feel good about his chances this morning.
It's not too long of a PSA, so.
Yeah, we've got
a three paragraphs.
All right, Reed, you're going to have to give it a real college try.
Okay.
And go.
Summer is a super time. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from a building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're being a concerned citizen.
Did you make it?
He made it!
I don't even know what to do with myself at this point.
They said it couldn't be done.
We said it couldn't be done.
Shout out to all the haters and the losers who never believed
the
in me.
The losers.
Yeah, wow.
Shout out to the losers.
And specifically to the losers.
That was truly impressive.
I hope your family feels really good right now. Proud of you.
Reed, you've really had a hero's journey.
The bar's
journey.
Really low, so I think
this better this be the topic of conversation at your Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh, I was instructed to, with a topic of conversation by my professor for Thanksgiving. And I get a full letter grade increase if I bring it up. But I'm scared to bring it up.
What is it?
Can't say it on air.
That's
wow. I guess we'll talk about it off air.
Do you guys also make note cards for Thanksgiving dinner so you can have good social interactions with your family?
No. Typically, our social interactions are based off the fact that we've known each other our entire lives and like each other.
And blood related to each other.
All right, tried to appeal to you guys, but it's fine. We're going to play music, and then Reed is going to do a takeover, DJ takeover.
Wow.
Yeah.
Reed Alexander, co-host.
And it is a test.
Oh.
It is a test. All right, we're going to play a new song, because I'm not going to let this one drop because everyone will get too excited about it. But yeah, we'll be back after music.
West times, West Coast, stealing all my shirt, all my worst nights are the good kind. High life filtered through the lo-fi. Starting it up after dark, chasing thoughts cruising through Echo Park. Tuna vultures eating paradise. Tilted, yeah, we'll pay the price. But ain't it nice? Never say goodbye, we say hello. Faded in the sunshine and the snow. All my worst nights are the best times. West Coast stealing all my shirt. Ducking pictures and dropping some truths.
Well, that was unplanned. Hey, listeners, it's Ariel and Reed here, and Pete, we killed him.
Wow. We can't say that.
We can't? Why can't we?
Because he's our friend, and you just made us the number one suspect.
And we just... I was kidding. We didn't kill him.
Please don't label us people of interest in this investigation.
We had nothing to do with it, even though we were with him when it happened.
Anyway, he will be returning shortly.
Or will he?
Well, only time will tell. Now, he's our friend, and we would never do that to him. Gesture, wink, gesture, wink.
Gestures that you cannot see, because we're on the radio.
He's been given... he's relinquished some power here, making up for the terrible, terrible... it felt like about an hour in which my mic was off and I couldn't contribute.
Yeah, I also think that you and I have talked a lot about doing a show, like what a show would be like if we just had it to ourselves.
Oh, we have.
And this is kind of... Isn't this that?
This seems to be that, yeah. What do you think? What should we talk about? More dreams?
More dreams that someone, you were in?
Yeah.
Sleeping in my mind?
Sleeping in your mind? I didn't say that. But listen, real talk.
Real talk. I have a song request.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble figuring out how to search on this new... Oh! I figured it out.
I don't know if you've heard about
this. Oh, we don't have much time. This new platform called Spotify.
No.
Okay.
Play this song. That second song.
You know I have trouble reading.
Sorry.
Okay.
Everyone knows
The second song?
Mm-hmm. People will recognize it.
I hope. I mean...
It's from that Fresh meme that everyone's talking about.
I'm sorry, a meme, you say?
With the Nerf gun.
Nana and Poppy, if you don't know what a meme is, I'd be happy to explain it when I get home tomorrow.
This is why we need an intern, and it's not going to be me.
Oh, we have a very excited candidate. I can't name her.
Your mom?
This. Ooh, I'm sure she'd also be excited. Yeah, oh, I'm getting it done. This is Ariel's request, and if we're not back by the time the song's over, okay, we'll be back. I won't do the closeout yet.
No, but don't do the closeout. We'll be back.
Okay, we'll be back after this music.
Whoa. Sensual.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind when love's so hard. Oh.
I don't know what was done or said while I was away, but I'm sorry. But I'm sure...
You should be.
Yeah, the apology was necessary.
Okay. Give it up to Reed Alexander, co-host.
Hey, thank
you.
It's
our live studio audience.
I really appreciate that.
He took a big step today. Give it up for Rel Stern.
You're slow clapping me out of the room.
That was the studio audience.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Somebody
guys?
Else.
I can't tell them to clap harder for you. It's 8:59:52. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, free form radio. We've had a lot of fun in studio today.